Third parak of Yevamos Mishnah Tes. Shloisha Achim Nesum Shalosha Nochrios. Now we have three brothers married, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, married to three sisters. The sisters are not related to one another. Umeis Echad Mehem, one of them died. Vazabar Sheni Maimer, and the second one did Maimer Umeis. Now we have an interesting thing. Reuben died, and Shimon did Maimer. Then Shimon dies. So basically, when Shimon dies, Reuven's wife, which only Shimon did only Maimer to, she still has part of the Zika of Reuven, because the Yibum was not done, and she has a partial Zika from Shimon, because Shimon did Maimer. So, over here also we say that they do not do Yibum. Why? Shenemu meis echad mehem, Yavu lef. One of the brothers dies, then the Yavim will, her Yavim will have relations with her and marry her. Sholeh zikas Yavim echad. It's only in the case where there's a zika of one Yavim. But lo sholeh zikas shnei Yavamim. And not in the case where there's a zika of two brothers. Here, once again, she's partially connected. She was married to the first brother and partially connected to the second brother. And therefore, she has the zikah shnei yivamim mid rabbanan. He cannot do yivam, has to do chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Oimer miyavim leizah sheyitzah becholitz lishniya, can marry any one of them. Why? Because the first opinion held that maimer is a partial kinyan, therefore there's a double zikah. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a suffix whether maimer is a full kinyan, in which case it's now it's a zikah only of the second one, or it's nothing and therefore it's only the first one. So the monoshach it's not both of them, so it could be miyavim one of them and a cholitz the other one. He has to do both, because on the tzad that maimer is nothing, then she's not considered the husband of the second brother. That's not the wife of the second brother. If maimer was a full marriage, then she's considered a wife of the second brother, and it's enough to do yibum chalitz on any one of his wives. Shnei achim nesuim shtei achoyes. Back to brothers marry sisters. Two brothers married two sisters. Umeis achad mehem, one of them died. V'achach meis ishto shel sheni, then afterwards the wife of the other one died. So here's a classic case of Reuven died, Shimon cannot do Yibam because Reuven's wife is his wife's sister. Then afterwards, after the Nefil Yibam, the Zikas Yibam, afterwards the wife of Shimon died. So now, from now on, he should be permitted to do the Yibam. This is the rule we learned before. This is the rule we already learned in the previous Mishnayos, that since at the time of the beginning of the Yibam, she was also, even though theoretically she become mutter beforehand, she remains mutter. She remains also.